Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
1992, Keefe.
What a year.
1992.
Who did they have?
North Carolina?
Now, they were probably recruiting Ed Cota at the time. I don't think they had him yet.
I was trying to think
of who the basketball team had. Because Carter, Antoine Jameson was like 95.
Well, they might have been Tar Heels, though.
No, they were 98.
Rick Fox.
Stackhouse. Oh, Rick Fox.
Rick Fox. Eric Montross.
Montross.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, the 93, they beat the Fab Five in the title game. So it would have been George Lynch.
Weber was calling timeout like a moron. No offense to the Fab Five. I know you're a big fan.
He also traveled. He traveled and then called timeout. It was a tough sequence for my man C-Web.
Wasn't the strongest.
They got a lot out of that team, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fab Five.
Sure.
So they got blitzed by Duke the year before.
Here's how you know. I mean, you already know Lombardi's full of crap.
Yeah.
But here's the reason Bill's at UNC is because no one wants him, okay? Like, all the adults, if we can talk
North
to
North Carolina
each other for a second,
wants him. How dare you?
No one in the NFL, I'm sorry, wants him. Right. No high-level college programs want him. So he has to go to a second-rate ACC school like North Carolina. Okay, but here's how you definitively know they're full of crap. All the nonsense. You hear 18 million excuses for why Bill always wanted to do this. Well, look at the Halberstam story. He did.
Yeah, it's very strange.
He wrote Education of a Coach, and Halberstam came away from that thinking that he always wanted to be a college coach. Well, what Halberstam actually said was he wanted to go to an Ivy League school and teach.
He was in the NFL for 50 years.
Okay, so that's one. That's one thing you hear.
Yeah.
The other thing you hear is that, well, his dad coached at UNC one time.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Bill at Chapel Hill, which honestly, I couldn't even tell that's what it was by the picture. But there's a picture of Bill in black and white from when his dad was there. So he totally wanted to coach. Not Navy.
Right.
He wanted to coach at Navy where his dad really spent time. This is the place he really wanted to be.
No, it's really
strange. So that's the second thing you hear. The third, not to put you on the spot, Nick, do we have our guy Schefter on the...
I don't know if I can hear this again.
I don't know that this is legal everywhere. Yeah. But
this is a bizarre way to twist yourself into why, like, of course he was going to take the North Carolina
job. He idolizes Paul Brown. What does he want to do again, Shefty? Any ideas on what Bill is looking to do by going to North Carolina and idolizing?
Might be not radio friendly.
Paul Brown.
A reverse Paul Brown.
He wants to do a reverse Paul Brown.
Good Lord.
Disgusting.
Good Lord.
Hang on. Let me get my trash bucket first.
There are kids listening to this.
It's a family show, Schefter.
Yeah, that's
the reverse Paul Brown. If you're unfamiliar with that,
I am.
Do not the worst hole I've ever had.
I am.
Do not Google that on a work computer, please.
No.
As Keith says, don't bing it.
Mm-mm.
The reverse Paul Brown is Paul Brown won a college championship at Ohio State.
Got it.
And then won six in the NFL.
So that's what he's going
Bill
for.
Bill wants to win six in the NFL, go to college and win one.
So why didn't he take a college job last year?
Good question. So there's that. And then Lombardi says, well, in 1992, we were all down there in the research triangle, and we went to a baseball game. We all went for a jog.
That's crazy.
Shut up, Lombardi.
You were jogging. Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. And then we were all there in 1992, sitting in a room, recruiting Wake Forest and NC State and UNC. We were sitting around going, my God, how could you not win here?
I think it's funny that we're joking about Lombardi, but I think, honestly, he's probably a big part of this story, meaning what NFL team would say yes to Bill Belichick, and on top of that, Mike Lombardi, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, both Belichick kids. Like, everything that comes with Bill Belichick, I think, is what kind of turned a lot of teams sour.
Yeah.
I think teams in a vacuum would take Bill Belichick the coach, but there's so much more to it. There's the GM, or at least the very, very heavy-handed influence on the GM.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the guys around him. How are you going to leave the franchise, or how are you going to leave the program? Because he was here for 20 years, and it was the greatest dynasty run in the NFL it's ever seen.
And he burned it down 5 years later.
Four wins, and he's out.
Mm-hmm.
The Kraft had to fire him, or mutually part ways, but he fired him.
Yeah,
he tried to have that one both ways.
He bragged on the Breakfast Club about firing.
So it's all of that. And then I think Belichick saw what happened last year, had to have been shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this will come out years from now, but he had to be shocked that only one of the seven other teams that had a vacancy even interviewed him, and then he finished fourth or fifth in that running. And then he played it out this year. He did a lot of stuff he probably didn't want to. Manning cast, McAfee, joining Instagram, trying to, like, I think his current call is the old, like, buff and shine. Like, all right, it's a new look Belichick, everybody. And they're waiting around. Crickets.
Jets have a job.
I don't want to go to the Jets. Jaguars, who knows? Bears probably won't want me. Like, this whole long list of things. And he's like, I want to coach. I'm a coach. I want to keep coaching. going to have to turn our attention somewhere else. And he goes to North Carolina, which I don't know how else you can spin it other than shocking.
Okay, so if there was a real reason Bill went to UNC, we'd hear one reason. Instead, we hear all this nonsense. Well, his dad was there, and we were there in 1992. And can't you believe they were never a powerhouse? And oh, my God, oh, by the way, he always wanted to be a college head coach, which I've never heard before. And what was the other? Oh, the reverse Paul Brown.
But also the
most ridiculous.
The Wickersham article also, again, he'll be on 2:30 in the afternoons today, but it also paints it as Bill's telling the NFL to F off. That's one of it. It's like, oh, this is a screw you
that's
NFL.
That's another one. Good one. So that's a fifth one.
And you're like,
yeah, I don't like what the NFL's become. It's an F you to the NFL. Screw you. I'm going to college to prove what again?
I'm not
going to
return Sidney Sweeney's calls. I want nothing to do with you. I'm going to go over here. So that all seems crazy. Like, and I understand it's definitely a major shot to the ego. But to me, it's super simple. The NFL doesn't want him, but he still wants to coach.
Bang.
He found a college team where
Bingo.
He can coach. That's what it is.
That's all it is. And Reed Wickersham, we'll read you more coming up here in a little bit. He will be on WEEI afternoons at 2:30. Bill Belichick will be introduced at the University of North Carolina at 2 o'clock. That'll be here as well on WEEI. Mark those down. Lots of ways to listen. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and on the Odyssey app. That was Lombardi earlier today on VSiN. He's Bill's GM at the University of North Carolina. VSiN is his former employer, so he did that interview today. He also just wrapped up an interview with McAfee. He did say, this is a good pitch, if you want to play for the greatest coach of all time, please enter the transfer portal. We'll take you.
I'm telling you, they're getting guys.
Okay,
they're getting guys.
They have a $20 million NIL budget from 4 to 20 is one of the things that came out yesterday. I'll get you the reporter in a moment. I forget his name. But that was reported yesterday.
Yeah, they're up in their game. I mean, they clearly are up in their game. They're getting Bill Belichick to coach their football team. So they're up in their game, and they're not just going to stop at that.
They did have some guys leave the portal yesterday to go back to UNC, like an hour after Bill.
Oh, guys who were going to leave out of UNC went back.
Now withdrawing from the portal.
Matt Hayes had that report about the NIL, $20 million. He's a college football writer at USA Today. So you do think they're going to land some guys?
I definitely do. Yeah, I think you look at it.
That's a good pitch, but you have to follow through and pay him, too. They have the budget to do it.
They do.
But you have to follow through and pay him, or you're not going to get him.
I think there's going to be enough guys, too, that they'll get their money, and maybe they could get slightly more to go to, I mean, I don't know, Clemson or whatever. But how can I get to the NFL? If you're a 4- or 5-star recruit coming out of high school, or if you're a guy that thought you should be playing on your current college team more than you are, and you're like, how can I get to the NFL? I think Bill Belichick is a guy that you'd want to play for. I mean, I was looking at the list of some of these other ACC coaches. I mean, like, I think you're picking Bill Belichick over at least. If you're just talking about that conference right there.
Dabo's
having a monster year.
Taking Dabo.
Clemson's had and they've had a lot of NFL guys. But that's the same idea. Pipeline to the NFL. He's established that.
I'd take Cristobal over him. I'd go to Miami over
you
UNC.
Would?
Yes.
Okay.
They've pumped out a lot of NFL
so
guys,
that's
too.
Two of the 16 ACC schools.
Now, who's at Florida State? Is Norvell back?
Norvell.
Are they switching out?
You know who they just got? Tommy Touchdowns.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
Tommy Castellanos transferred to Florida State.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Bill, like, maybe Bill's third in the ACC. Like, and look, it's the NIL, it's free agency. So if you're going to pay me more, I'll go there.
You like Troy Taylor at Stanford or Tony Elliott at Virginia or Brent Pry at Virginia Tech? I think he's got a... Or Dave Clawson at Wake Forest.
Ooh, I kind of do like Dave Clawson.
Like,
but you're not picking Dave Clawson over Bill.
I think he's going to get dudes. Deion Sanders tweeted out earlier today, Coach Bill Belichick is a coach's coach to all of us coaches, along with my man Coach Saban. They're game changers, and they know how to move people forward. I know this is a great thing for college football and for North Carolina. God bless you, Coach. If you're happy, I am too. Hashtag Coach Prime.
Now, yeah.
Hashtag Coach Prime.
How many times did he say coach there? 5? Because he said Coach Prime at the end, too.
One, I two, five coaches. 3, 4, 5.
7!
6, if you include the hashtag.
Oh, good.
Well, they're coaches now.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but the thing is, Sanders is going to get a job that Bill... Sanders is going to get a coach in the NFL, Deion, and Bill has to go to North Carolina.
What chance do you think Deion is at Colorado next year?
Zero.
Yeah.
His kids
are gone. Yeah.
So, I mean, he won't be.
His kids are gone, and Travis Hunter's gone.
He could
and
go,
even Jeremy Horn's gone.
He could go to Florida State. You brought this up before. If he doesn't get an NFL gig, Deion or Bill, who are you playing for?
That'd be sweet. Oh, yeah, probably Deion.
Definitely Deion.
Yeah, but there's 150 D1 coaches. Okay, but I'm just saying, there's like seven that you'd rather play for.
You framed it earlier as which ACC coach would you rather play for.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's not in the ACC yet. He might go in the NFL, actually.
I'm saying if he's there,
and even Dabo Sweeney, have you ever heard him talk? I would not want to play for Dabo Sweeney.
Well.
He seems obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, Bill's Dabo? Bill's a real walk in the park to play for.
No, maybe not. But I just think like he knows what it takes to be successful in the NFL, and I think that will appeal
Bill
to a lot.
Sprint down the hill at Clemson.
Well, look,
no, I don't. I would recommend he does not do that.
Dabo's putting guys in the NFL left and right.
That's true.
And so Bill knows what it takes to get there. Dabo has a proven track record of doing it. Real quick, because I wanted to get to this. You've referenced this a couple of times. This is in the Wickersham story. He'll be on WEEI afternoons today at 2:30. The NFL has moved away from the coach-centric model that Belichick learned under Bill Parcells, and there are more layers now. Belichick has insisted to the Falcons last offseason and made it clear to other teams with openings a year ago he was not seeking total control of football ops. He enjoyed for most of his head coaching career, so he wasn't seeking that out, that he enjoyed for most of his career, both in Cleveland and in New England. He was willing to work with existing staff, whether it was Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, or Commanders GM Adam Peters, or Jerry Jones, or Howie Roseman, if the Cowboys or Eagles, respectively, had decided to change coaches. So he's telling teams, guys, I'll just coach.
Yeah,
I don't want to sit down with personnel.
No, I think he's telling them that because he thinks that's what they want to hear,
and then maybe
they would hire him. But I think those guys are smart enough to be like, we can't really put our GM in that situation. Like, he's going to get overruled by Bill, or he's going to get strong-armed by Bill.
They are, which is what Wickersham wrote. He said, something about it was always hard to buy, and the owners didn't. It wasn't that Bill was disingenuous or too set in his ways,
right?
It was that if you hire Bill, you hire him to do it his way. Again, this quote I've referenced a couple of times from a Belichick confidant, Lombardi.
Yeah.
Listening to Fontenot discuss drafting systems last January as if he knew it all bothered Bill. So Wickersham goes on to say, imagine the throttled rage inside of him all spring after a group of men who routinely botched their most important hire, these owners, not only mostly ignored him but gloated about it, telling ESPN he was quote-unquote voted off the island. He never forgets. Bill knew that he'd have to compromise to get another NFL job, maybe even more than the year before, and also knew that he faced a league that was skeptical of him. He's disgusted, a confidant says. And so, again, the idea is that Bill's going to go prove a point at UNC by doing what? Winning the Fenway Wasabi Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to get it done. I don't think NFL teams are really going to doubt themselves. I mean, unless Bill literally turns it into Alabama overnight. Like, that'd be the only way that they would be like, holy
smokes. So you think he'll get guys? You don't think he's doing that?
I think they have the ACC kind of stinks. It's not the SEC or the Big Ten. That's where, like, that's the real football conferences are those two. I think the ACC, the ACC title game was a down Clemson and SMU. Mm-hmm. That was the title game this year. Florida State blows now at football. Overnight, they suck. So I think he could, in 2 years, be in the ACC title game, and then therefore, I think he could make the college football playoff.
Okay,
I don't rule it out.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
These are from BetAG.
Yep.
BetOnline AG. North Carolina over under 7 wins.
So that's already a lot higher than like Deion's was when he went to Colorado. His was like 3 or 4. So if you take the over on that, I mean, what did they win this year? 6? 2 years ago, they won 8. So,
under.
Yeah. I would take the over only because we did a quick look at their schedule. They don't play any of the – they play Clemson. They play a bunch of scrubby teams, so I would take the over.
Under. Will North Carolina qualify for the college football playoff? 8-1, yes.
No, not next year, no.
Okay. Will North Carolina reach the ACC championship game in 2025? 5-1, yes.
Ooh, that's not bad value. I just don't like the conference that much.
No, me either. How many years will Bill coach at UNC? Over, under 2.5?
Over.
Definitely over.
Over. I mean, he signed a 5-year deal. I bet he coaches at least 3.
Will he coach all 5 years of his contract plus money? Yes, plus 150.
Wow. I mean, he's 72 right now. So will he be 77 and still coaching in college? Like, I guess.
I hadn't seen this one yet.
There's some weird ones on here.
BetOnline AG, I had not seen this. What will happen first with Bill Belichick's girlfriend?
I mean, this is ridiculous.
One thing I think has never happened and won't. Girlfriend enrolls for class at UNC, minus 120.
That's ridiculous.
Girlfriend dates a UNC football player, minus 120. I would change the wording on dates. But
yeah,
okay,
that's aggressive.
You don't want to make a bet on that one? They're taking them.
No bet.
BetOnline AG.
No, I'm not betting on that. It's inappropriate.
What will happen first? Belichick fired at the end of the year, or Belichick and his girlfriend break up?
Ooh. Well, he's on a college campus now. She's might be on borrowed time. I mean,
there's a lot of girls that look like her at UNC, I would imagine.
I would say.
Yeah, interesting.
And even a couple years younger.
You can also wager on which UNC fraternity Bill Belichick will join. The favorite is Beta Theta Pi.
He's going to join a fraternity?
Sigma Nu, Phi Delta Theta.
Like Frank the Tank?
I don't, you imagine? Actually, that's
a great
idea.
Maybe he could.
Bill Lombardi, McDaniels.
That's not a frat I'd want to be in.
They all rush.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he's going to be decent there because I think
Patricia's weensy.
Definitely.
She showed me the knife.
They could. Somebody's going to work on that Photoshop, just like the Animal House.
Great idea.
With all these.
Terp.
With all these guys.
We need somebody. Terp.
Terp. I got
Terp.
Terp.
You think Terp knows Animal House?
Brian.
No, that's true. Well, maybe not. He might not even know. Old school is 20 years ago.
Old school.
21 years ago.
Terp's never seen a movie.
Van Wilder. I don't think he's seen any of these. What's the most recent frat movie? Are there even frats anymore?
Good question.
Neighbors.
Oh, good.
Oh,
one.
Neighbors was good.
Oh, I liked it.
Hoo-wah!
The De Niro scene.
Hoo-wah! It's not even De Niro.
It's a De Niro party.
De Niro party.
So you got Bill, Patricia,
yeah.
Lombardi, McDaniels, Steve, Brian.
That's
they're
a
all
group.
They're all rushing a frat.
No offensive guys. Do you think Josh goes with them?
No.
So he needs an offensive guy.
Joe Judge.
Needs an offensive guy.
You brought up Dayball. Dayball, like,
yeah, Dayball might, would be a great
Dayball
one
might be in play.
If about, he gets canned.
He's about to get fired with the yeah. Giants, so he might be in play.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Louis in Amesbury. Go ahead, Louis.
Hello, Louis.
Hey.
Louis?
Louis?
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah.
You got me?
Kind of.
You got me?
Kind of.
You got me?
Kind of.
Sort of. Any better?
Yes.
Not really.
All right. Here we go. Pat McAfee show. I saw it early with Lombardi. What a bozo. He believes his own stuff.
Yep. Okay.
I don't here see. We go. I like starting a call. Well, a little delayed start.
Yeah, but once you got there,
here we go.
I like that. That's how we start.
I ask all callers.
That's
to.
How,
just,
that's how we start our show every day.
Are you ready?
Well, similar.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
All
how
right, the... here we go.
Here we go. Bobby in Cambridge, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Here we go.
You know what? I may be oversimplifying this, but just look, I'm turning 70 on Christmas and retired from the service, the cops, divorce, the whole bit and everything like that. You know what? I just went back to teaching because I really enjoyed it, you know, with younger cops and whatever and stuff. I mean, could it be as simple as this? This guy could. I mean, I've been a past in a long time, the Belichick fan. That he enjoys teaching, he enjoys coaching. Could it just be simple as this? Is that look at
it? Could be.
He wants to get that.
It could be. Why didn't he do it last year?
Well, no, Bobby. Thanks for. We learned a lot about Bobby there.
A lot.
No, I think he does want. It's very clear he wants to coach. I think the NFL doesn't want him, but
the implication there is he wants. He's just. I just want to do this out of the goodness of my heart.
Well, no, you have to go to a place that would want you. It has to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. I think knew the NFL. He
wants
want
to
be
coach, and
waiting.
This is the best he could do.
Yeah.
What a bozo.
And also, this timing makes it look better for him because you can have all these excuses. It's not like, you know, Black Monday in the NFL came, all these openings are there, and then guys start getting hired. And you're like, still no Bill. He gets out now, and he's like, I always wanted to coach college.
I like the idea of these guys rushing a frat.
Yeah, Patricia would probably be pretty good. Patricia looks like he still lives in a frat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would work out pretty well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Strong call, 617-779-7937. More of those on WEEI
afternoons.
Here we go. You got Bill's press conference live here on WEEI at 2 o'clock. And then you get Seth Wickersham at 2:30. We got you covered all day long on WEEI. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back... It's time for Grab Bag.
The world is a grab bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bill Belichick has reached an agreement on a 5-year deal to become the new head coach at UNC. Belichick's introductory press conference begins today at 2 p.m., and you can hear it right here on 93.7 WEEI FM. The Red Sox have acquired White Sox left-handed pitcher Garrett Crochet in exchange for four prospects. The Sox and Bruins return to action tonight at 7:30. The Seas host the Detroit Pistons. According to Justin Turpin of WEEI.com, Sam Hauser out, Jaden Springer out. Jason Tatum out, Jordan Walsh is available. The Bruins are in Seattle to play the Kraken. Puck drop at 10 o'clock. Patriots are back on the practice field today as the Pats continue to get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Cardinals in Arizona. And Week 15 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Rams and 49ers. Kickoff is at 8:15, and you can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.